Gang graffiti still deface some of the walls in Panama City's once impoverished neighborhood of San Felipe, but many of the beautiful old homes have been refurbished. The area now attracts tourists who want to learn firsthand about San Felipe's not-so-distant violent past. When city officials decided a decade ago to open up the old town for revitalization, he and some of his fellow gangsters realized their past experience could be marketable.
It's not just anybody that can stand on a corner and say, he was a crook. Look, I did this. Look, I was in jail for so many years. I stole. What's more, I robbed a lot of tourists. They're going to say, wow, they're going to rob me too. It's not easy. Am I clear? That's what really impresses them.
The American Trade Hotel in Plaza Herrera was once where gangs used to hang out. Panama's Ministry of Public Safety convinced the new owners to employ some of the former gang members. Revitalization came with a price. Many residents had to either adapt to the new life or move out. But for at least some of them, tourism brings jobs and income, and tourists love it.
I thought it was very interesting to see the process these people have gone through that used to be part of a gang, and they have now found a way to be productive for society and to accept the change taking place in their community and to choose to be part of it.